ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनुमपि शचिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः परकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादिपाश्चात्यदेशचारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Devotees in Chile, in South America, have asked me to give it to... Chile, Argentina, and Spain. All right. I just thought it was Chile. There's a group. Chile, Argentina, and Spain. Who've asked me to speak and have given me a topic to speak on, which is following Srila Prabhupada. And I'm just trying to find my notes in my so many notes, and then we'll be able to get started. I should have kept the page. Big professor, little brain. Very important topic, as I hope to outline to you all, if I ever find the page. Sorry for being such an idiot. Well, this is turning into a small disaster. I can't find the page. I just have to go on laughing and pretending I'm not squirming at my own stupidity. I'm just trying to keep on saying something to keep the ball rolling, so to speak, until I find it. This talk is, I'm not really going to say anything which I haven't said before in different times, places, and circumstances. But there will be some different things also. Many of the things I say in many circumstances, it's not just my own brilliant realizations or any such thing, but I take from sources of Srila Prabhupada, and many of the thoughts I read a lot, I hear a lot, and then I include also thoughts of others. So some of the things I'm going to say are going to be also From some realizations of others, including some of those of my disciples. And this is really strange. I had the page marked, trying to make an excuse here, but then somehow the page got lost, and I'm really in a mess. Anyway, I guess I can get started, because I found the page. Very good, okay. Following Srila Prabhupada, it's a very simple principle to understand for those of us who have come to Krishna consciousness and have been trained in this. There are certain principles which form our whole worldview of Krishna consciousness. One of the most basic and important ones is that we have to follow the guru. If you're a disciple, which if you want to become spiritually advanced, you have to be a disciple. You have to follow the guru. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON, so all the devotees in ISKCON should follow him, and not just because he is the founder of acharya of ISKCON, which is no small thing, but we are to understand that he is a very special devotee, Senapati Bhakta, the chosen emissary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a general leading the troops, so to speak, to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy, Priti Vite, Ache Jato Nagara Digram, Savracha Prachar Hoibe Moranam. He is the one who saved us. No doubt there were many elevated Vaishnavas in India, but it was Srila Prabhupada who came to do that. Others weren't even, there's no sign that others were even thinking of doing it, of coming to the West to save the fallen souls. Maybe even if some think about it, they weren't talking about it, and even if they were thinking about it, they didn't think it was very possible. Later, by Srila Prabhupada's preaching, many came to, many people in the West came to the shelter of, not directly of Srila Prabhupada within ISKCON, but of his godbrothers and other Vaishnavas in various Gaurya Mats and various Vaishnava Sampradayas. If anyone's a Vaishnava in the West, especially in the West, they have to, they should acknowledge that it's largely, or it would have been very unlikely to be possible if Srila Prabhupada hadn't done what he did. And even in India, the fact that people are joining various Mats and Sampradayas, it's even the late lamented Vishveshwara Tirtha, very highly respected Pejava Swami of the Madhva Sampradaya, said that so many people are coming to Udupi, the place of Madhva Acharya. He said it's because of ISKCON, which means because of Srila Prabhupada. But at the time, unfortunately, when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the West, no one was very serious to help him in his activities. And it seemed to them, it seemed that it didn't really seem to matter to them that much whether the people in the West were saved or not. Later, people came to them, and later some of them went out and preach in the world, but I just that one special quality of very deep compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, not just as a book knowledge, and but to really prepared to do whatever was required. And Srila Prabhupada was given the intelligence by Krishna to do whatever was required. The urgency to save others. We could say that many Vaishnavas were highly learned. They might have been, in some respects, more learned than Srila Prabhupada, in the sense that they quoted so many verses. Prabhupada quoted so many verses, and some other of his contemporaries quoted so many more verses. And many of them had very deep realizations. And they were happy if Western devotees came to them, or they could go to the West and initiate people. But that urgency, the sense of wanting to save others, and not just going out among them, but really interacting with them in such a way that they can come to Krishna. That really, in my mind, that really sets Srila Prabhupada apart. He's the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. As he writes in his purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 46, "In the dealings of an acharya there are no activities but those of transcendental loving service to the Lord. He is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. It is worthwhile to take shelter of such a steady devotee who is called Ashraya Vigraha, or the manifestation or form of the Lord of whom one must take shelter." Take shelter means to surrender to act in a manner that he will be pleased. Like I said, it's a simple principle to understand. We sing it every day. If we follow Srila Prabhupada's order to rise early and attend Mangalati, and yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadanagati katopi, by his grace one is blessed with the grace of Krishna. But somehow or other, for whatever reason, if we don't please him, then Krishna is not going to be pleased. And if Krishna is not pleased, then what's the point of anything? Another key verse we should consider, because then the question comes, what does it mean to follow Srila Prabhupada? And there are so many contentious issues. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahamanaha. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in the Supreme Lord, and the same kind of faith in the Guru, Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, unto such a person all the imports of Vedic literature are revealed. So it's a simple formula that he taught. It's a simple formula for every devotee individually. If we don't please the bona fide spiritual master, then we have no hope to please Krishna. And as a society, collectively also, if we don't please him, then we're not going to be on course. And please him means you have to follow him. That's the meaning. If we want to please a materialistic person, we flatter them, we try to provide means for them to enjoy sense gratification. That won't work with a transcendentally realized person. That will not please him. That will displease him. Srila Prabhupada came to this world to pick us up. He told us what to do. He gave us the directions what to do. As the saying goes, if nothing else seems to work, just follow the directions. So we're trying, we may be as a society trying this and trying that, different ways to preach, but how about following the directions, doing what Srila Prabhupada said to do, the simple programs he gave. Devotees should rise early, 10 Mangalati, chant 16 rounds, follow the program, read his books, go out and preach, only eat food offered to Krishna, follow the four regulated principles: no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Preach Krishna consciousness. Note that word, Krishna, just in case we might be forgetting it in the course of all our fantastic new ways to preach. So if we follow the formula he gave, then it should work. If we don't, it's not going to work. I mean, follow him means we have to follow his instructions. He knows what to do. That's why he's called a guru, sent by Krishna. He knows what to do. He tells us what to do. If we follow, we get a good result. If we don't follow, then we don't. We might not like his instructions. In the beginning, especially when people first come to Krishna consciousness, they may not like it, so he may not. As soon as someone walks in the door, then we don't say, okay, shave them, put on tilak. We might do. But in general, we try to make them try to understand what they should be doing to come to utilize properly their rare human form of life. It may not necessarily mean that they have to shave their head. That will be especially for those who are living as monks, sadhus, within the ashrams. But there are certain inviolable principles for those who are going to take to Krishna consciousness seriously. No meat eating, and actually no eating of anything which is not offered to Krishna, which is not offerable to Krishna. So, and there are many, many things. So in the beginning we may not like it, but if we can get the conviction and understanding, which what it means to accept a guru, that here's someone who knows better than me what I need to do, therefore I should follow with the faith that even if I don't like it, that I have to do it. I will be benefited by doing it. Now, blind following, no. But we can ask. It's not that you have to ask at every step, why do we do this, why do we do that? There has to be faith. But this, gradually we can come to understand everything. Not everything, because only Krishna understands every detail of everything. But the general mood of submissiveness will help us to advance in spiritual life. And as a society, that will help us. It's the only key to fulfill our aims of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world is by following Srila Prabhupada and getting his mercy, the mercy current that comes through. Otherwise, we may have a very elaborate machine, but without the current to run the machine, then it doesn't work. So in the same way, we may have an elaborate setup, but without the current of mercy that comes from, as a society, adhering to Srila Prabhupada's direction, we won't have the mercy by which we'll be able to fulfill our goals, which should be the goals that Srila Prabhupada set. Now, following his direction. Now, the word, I deliberately use that word direction, because direction can mean instruction, and it also can mean pointing toward, where we're going toward. So in both senses. It may not be easy to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions fully. Srila Prabhupada expected surrender from his disciples. He, of course, he also allowed people to come and chant with us, and there was no stricture on those who just come. But he said that in the beginning, people can come. If they just want to come as guests, they can come and go. But if they're going to be initiated, then they have to surrender and follow all the rules. So if we are to be followers of Srila Prabhupada, we're talking about following Srila Prabhupada, that's for followers of Srila Prabhupada, the persons who identify themselves as such, then it's not just leading an ordinary life and chanting Hare Krishna. Now, Prabhupada did say you don't have to give up anything, you just had the chanting of Hare Krishna. But that's, we should understand, that's a beginning. That's for those who are committed, then it's a commitment to do whatever is required to fulfill the mission of Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada gave it to us. Srila Prabhupada, what did he want? He wanted complete commitment, complete surrender, complete dedication to Krishna, because that is what he came to teach and preach. So he wanted that. And he gave us programs to engage in, so that we services to do. And it wasn't easy. Of course, there is also Varnashram for gradual elevation. But Varnashram shouldn't be an excuse for avoiding surrender to Krishna. Varnashram should be a medium to help everyone come up to the platform of surrendering to Krishna. There should be genuine Vaishnava Brahmanas at the head of society. That was another purpose of Srila Prabhupada establishing ISKCON, to have pure-hearted, pure in behavior, knowledgeable Brahmanas who can guide society. And then everyone may not be on that platform, but they should see the example of the Brahmanas engage in Krishna's service and come forward. So we're conditioned souls. We have our attachments, we have our misconceptions. Srila Prabhupada, he pushed us to surrender to Krishna, and we should allow ourselves to continue to be pushed toward Krishna and pushed to do whatever is required to get others being pushed by Srila Prabhupada toward Krishna, and always keeping goal, the ultimate goal of life, which is prema pumarato mahan, pure love for Krishna. It's never easy. Ask the gopis of Vrindavan, they're at the highest level, right? Is it easy for the gopis? No, not at all. But the very fact that they take so many difficulties in service to Krishna, that enhances their love and for him, and enhances Krishna's love for them. So the easy life is not going to be conducive. Following Srila Prabhupada means following his example. He never looked for comfort. Following Srila Prabhupada means we have to decide, make a conscious decision that, yeah, I'm going to surrender to Krishna. As a society, we have to see what are Prabhupada's aims and goals and make a conscious decision. We're going to do that. Just like, for instance, just to give an example, now the temple of the Vedic Planetarium is under construction. The main purpose for that was Srila Prabhupada wanted to show the structure of the universe according to the Srimad Bhagavatam as a great challenge, not only to the present ideas of cosmography, but as an symbolically, it's a challenge to the whole scientific orthodoxy and the whole raison d'être, or the whole pillars of contemporary materialistic society, which stand very strongly on the arrogant misconception that man is the measure of all things, and that by science we are understanding everything. And we can, if we want to be generous, we can maybe accept God as long as it fits within the laws of science. something like that. So Srila, it's really a challenge, and if this can be pulled off, it will be a tremendous service to Srila Prabhupada, and that will bring tremendous mercy. It'll be tremendously difficult to counter all the opposition that it will engender. Of course, it is possible to tweak or highly adjust the description in the Bhagavatam to try to fit with the modern scientific outlook. But then, what's the point? Then we won't have the opposition. It won't have the effect of generating controversy about the whole platform of knowledge on which society is based, and it'll be a multi-million dollar farce. So that's just an example. What is the description in the Bhagavatam? It seems to be, how should it be presented? It seems to be, to many, to be elusive. I'm not an astronomer. Srila Prabhupada also stated that Shukadev Goswami is not an astronomer. Srila Prabhupada wasn't an astronomer. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was. But on principle, I'm just giving this as an example of a principle, that if we do as Srila Prabhupada wanted, even if it goes against our preconceived notions of what should be and what shouldn't be, then all success will be there. And if we think, well, how are we going to defend it? Then we should know. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hiarta prakashante mahatmana. We don't know. We may not know, but that will be revealed to us if we're sincere. Just like Krishna reveals to the scientists, for instance, the structure of the benzene molecule. It was a great mystery, and the scientists were trying to work it out. They just couldn't do it, and then all of a sudden, the guy is getting on a bus, and ding, eureka moment. Krishna gives the intelligence because he so much wanted to understand. Then he understood for the first time. Oh no, this was the case of the... that was another one. That was in his dream he saw a snake coiled up with his tail coming up and back into his mouth. And then he thought, oh, that's the benzene atom. So Krishna gives intelligence to the materialists to make their discoveries, because they so much want. So if the devotees desire, Krishna will certainly give the intelligence by which, if we so much want it, by which we can understand how to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desires, which are undoubtedly a huge challenge. 50% of the mission not done to establish Varnashram around the world. It's a huge challenge. It's easier just to try to forget it. Much easier. But what's the point? I'm just giving these. If we want to please Srila Prabhupada, it's not just what's the point, it means we're missing the point. We can go to Srila Prabhupada and say, well, I chanted so many rounds, I did it. Okay. What about that 50%? 50%, especially the leaders. We want to be known as the leaders. You should follow us. We're the authorities. And take the role of leadership in Srila Prabhupada's movement. You have to lead according to what Srila Prabhupada gave. It's not going to be easy. We have to take the decision to do so. It's going to be put to the test. It's not going to be just like Srila Prabhupada. He fought throughout his whole life. It may be in the beginning we become, yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, follow Prabhupada, jai, haribol. But later we think, well, now I'm more mature. Now I became more mature and I realized that, and then we become expert in speaking, PhD talk, but if you translate it back into plain English or Spanish, for those who are translating it into Spanish, it comes down to, we're not following Prabhupada, but we're not going to say that. Mixed devotional service. Anyone who's listening to this talk now, almost certainly, if we understand from the descriptions in Shastra, and if we understand from Srila Prabhupada's statement that people who come to devotional service do take to it seriously, they must have taken to it in previous lives also. So almost certainly everyone who's listening to this talk was a devotee at some level in their previous life. We can go through many lifetimes of mixed devotional service. That term is there. Karma Mishra Bhakti, devotional service mixed with fruitive desires. Jnana Mishra Bhakti, devotional service mixed with the misconception that we shall understand everything by our own intelligence, sometimes tending toward impersonalism, sometimes tending toward a kind of devotion which doesn't lead to raja, yoga mishra bhakti, similar to jnana mishra bhakti. So the mixed devotional service. We could also call that mixed up devotional service. And I don't know how you can translate that in Spanish, because it's mixed up is an idiomatic English usage, which means it can mean confused about facts. It can mean confused in general. It can, yeah, that's the general meaning of it. So we can get enthusiastic and then, yes, I'm going to fully surrender, and then revert back to mixed devotional service. And it may look the same in many ways, but it's our motivation that matters. We should try, as Srila Prabhupada told us, we try our very best to go back to Godhead in this life. That means we have to get free of all other motivations, desires, attachments, misconceptions. And as a society, we should be promoting pure devotional service to Krishna. Not mixed devotional service to Krishna. And definitely not, we shouldn't be promoting such demoniac things, which Srila Prabhupada certainly didn't promote, as artificial gender equality, for instance. So it behooves us individually as a society to examine, do we still have the determination to maintain our commitment to follow Srila Prabhupada as he wanted, as he taught, amid so many challenges that the material world, that Maya offers and will continue to offer, where we say Jai Prabhupada, but how deep does it go? Is it lip service? Do we really care to do and say as he taught? If Srila Prabhupada were to come today and see ISKCON and the direction it's going in, would he be pleased? I'm only asking. It's a relevant question. We shouldn't be so, if anyone gets upset, well, I would, by my asking this, so I say, we shouldn't be so complacent to think that automatically we're on the right path, and no one should ever ask this question. We should always ask this question, because the possibility to deviate is there at any time. Yeah, heavy stuff, but sometimes it's required to say things like this. Of course, most of the devotees who are listening to this, I presume, yeah, someone's going to be listening, won't be direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada in the sense that they're not directly initiated by him, unless you're part of that lunatic, Ritvik, so-called sampradaya. But still, the principle applies of following Srila Prabhupada, because your guru, and again I'm especially speaking within ISKCON, your guru is a guru, is qualified to be a guru, inasmuch as he follows his guru and follows Srila Prabhupada. And again, it's not just lip service. So we need to know what Srila Prabhupada wanted and wanted us to do, and do it. And then if someone does, then he's okay, can be a guru. And it doesn't mean that he's on the level of Senapati, Bhakta, Mahabhagavata, or Mahan, Srila Prabhupada, but as a faithful servant, conveying the message by practice as well as precept, both are important, then such a person is fit to follow. This lip service we find in the Bible, Matthew, the Gospel of according to Saint Matthew, chapter 15, text 8. Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Really? That's a heavy statement. Jesus was a heavy guy. He was a guru. Prabhupada accepted him as a guru. Heavy. Guy, I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that word. He was very heavy. He was cuttingly heavy. And then they crucified him. That's because speaking the truth is not the best formula for being safe. Quoting from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who also was a great proponent of speaking what should be spoken rather than trying to please people who live in a world of shadows and illusions. Mahajana Potachari Nava Pote Dhaina Aparada Shahanam Kokonoi Hoina. He stated that followers of Srila Rupa Goswami never leave the path of the great devotees, the Mahajanas, and run to pursue a new path. They don't do that. One who commits offenses can never chant the holy name. Now, Srila Saraswati Thakur, in the same verse, he mentions offenses to the holy name in connection with the principle that a true follower of Srila Rupa Goswami doesn't leave the path of the Mahajans. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We should follow the path of the Mahajans. A real follower of Rupa Goswami doesn't deviate from that path to invent a new path or to follow a so-called new path which someone else has invented. So one of the goals that Srila Prabhupada set for his disciples. One thing was to follow the basic principle of following the authorities within ISKCON, but also to be independently thoughtful so that one can assess why, just like I follow my temple president. Okay, why do I follow my town president? Because the town president follows the GBC and member. Why does the GBC... Why do we accept him as a GBC member? Because he follows the GBC body. And why do we follow the GBC body? Because they follow Srila Prabhupada. And if there's any break, if at any point, if the GBC as a body is not properly following Srila Prabhupada, and if an individual GBC member, if we're in a line which is not properly following, then we, as individuals, are supposed to be following authority, but independently thoughtful also, so that we don't get our lives messed up by following people who, in the name of following Srila Prabhupada and administering authority and expecting to be followed, are themselves not properly following Srila Prabhupada. I won't say it. But, not just now anyway, but many are saying, and it behooves us to examine if there are truths in the many claims that the present path of those of the society that is founded on the basis of following Srila Prabhupada is beset with various deviations, compromises, speculations, innovations, alterations, adulterations, becoming closer to the path, instead of coming more and more close to the path of the Mahajanas, coming closer to the path of the materialists, and even Mayavadis, is there cause for concern or even alarm? We should see. I suspect that I was asked to speak on the topic of following Srila Prabhupada because there is widespread concern that we who have come, we're dedicating our lives, we're basing our whole life on the principle of following Srila Prabhupada, which means following through the parampara, both the spiritual, if you want to make some kind of distinction between the gurus who initiate and the, you could call this more ecclesiastic side, or the secular side, the organizational side, the authority structure of ISKCON. We're supposed to execute Krishna consciousness within the structure of ISKCON, and we should execute or keep our intelligence alive to see, is the whole ship following the course, the ISKCON ship, is it following the course set by Srila Prabhupada? Or are we off course? We have to be very careful. Those who are leaders should be most careful. It's a very grave responsibility, and if we're not careful, and Maya is very strong, if we're not careful and we do lead others in the name of Srila Prabhupada on another path, then it becomes insincere on our part, and we guide others to become insincere also. This Krishna conscious movement is meant to save the whole world in its darkest hour. But we wouldn't know. Actually, many people throughout the world, they're seeing that the world is going through such a messy time. The Krishna conscious movement has the answers. And the answer is not to try to make some material adjustments. So many people are calling out for justice and equity among men, but it's all Aranya Rodana, calling out in the, crying out for help when you're lost in the thick, dark forest. If we try to make material solutions to material problems. So if we don't explicitly follow the path given by Srila Prabhupada, then implicitly we are, sometimes it is explicitly stated, but implicitly we are giving a message that the path given by Srila Prabhupada is outdated, dysfunctional, and we need new, more progressive paths. Yeah. What is that? That's lack of faith in Prabhupada, ungratefulness. Again, these things, it's true for us as individuals, it's true for us as a movement. If we don't clearly insist, as Srila Prabhupada did, and I'm talking about big things, temple of the Vedic planetarium, and making the whole world Krishna conscious, establishing Varnashram all over the world, big things, but starting at the very basics, if we don't speak regularly, clearly, as Srila Prabhupada did, four regulative principles, four, not three, or sometimes people say three and a half, which is some real kind of cynicism or hypocrisy or whatever. Four regulated principles, chant minimum 16 rounds a day, rise early. Now with all the lockdowns, there should be no excuse for that. And overall, anyabhilashita shunya bhakti, cultivating pure devotional service, cultivating devotional service in a mood, everything for Krishna's pleasure, not for mine. We may not be immediately at that stage, but we should know that's what we're supposed to be doing. Then, if we don't cultivate this, and keep, not just cultivate it, but keep it very clearly as not only the goal of what it means to follow Srila Prabhupada, but it's not just some goal. Okay, well, all right, in the future we'll do. But in the meantime, we're going to compromise in so many ways. No, that has to be the central core spirit of the whole society. And if we don't keep that alive by constantly preaching it and living it, then the whole spirit will be lost, and then another mundane religion. That's science, right? Science means things have to be done in a certain way, and you get a certain result. If you don't do it in a certain way, a particular way, then you get a different result. Another mundane religion means then we won't follow the four regulated principles, we won't insist on the four regulated principles, even for initiated members. Kirtan will become something as a religious entertainment more than an act of worship for pleasing Krishna. Deity worship standards will decline. Mundane ideas will be introduced to eclipse the clear teachings of the Shastra and of the Acharyas that Srila Prabhupada gave. These are possible. These are the mundane teaching means if we speak so many things. Oh, you want to bring people in. Okay, let's speak what they want to hear. And but then we speak so many things they don't want to hear, that they do want to hear. And then instead of being a preacher of Krishna consciousness, we become a dancing dog of the foolish population. Certainly not a follower of Srila Prabhupada. In the name of time, place, and circumstance, not being fanatical, everything will decline. Unless we keep Srila Prabhupada's mood and his mission absolutely central to our society. Otherwise we become a dried up branch of the Chaitanya tree. I could go on more, but there are already alarming symptoms of this process being well underway. We simply have to remember, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. If we complete Srila Prabhupada, then we get the mercy of Krishna. If we fail to please Srila Prabhupada, then whatever else we do, we don't get Krishna's mercy. And if we don't keep that understanding central and strong, then even the prospect of pleasing Krishna, that will fade. And then we think how we can please the public. We have to please the politicians so that they give us grants and praise. They give us grants to do our projects which are more in line with their aims than the aims that Srila Prabhupada gave us. For instance, it's a very simple principle to understand. If the foundation of the building is strong, then we can build a strong building. If the foundation isn't strong, then we might erect a very big building, but it's very fragile. It's not on a strong base, can collapse. So in the same way, we may say, well, what are you trying all these things? This one's doing great. We have so many devotees. We have so many buildings. We have so many certificates from the big, big politicians say they like us. And we fed so many people. And it all looks wonderful. But if Srila Prabhupada is not pleased, it's all useless. From the actual point of view, which means Krishna's point of view. This is the spiritual science, as Srila Prabhupada taught it. If we follow that spiritual science, all good fortune will result. If we don't follow, it'll be a disaster. We may say, well, it looks quite normal. It looks quite good. It looks quite good what's going on. Looking quite good is the ongoing disaster of material existence. If it looks good, it could be very dangerous. Because to the materialists, democracy looks good. Modern science looks good. Modern education looks good. We are disciples of a great personality who came from the spiritual world with a different vision altogether and told us and showed us why democracy is not good, modern civilization is not good, modern science is not good, modern education is not good, and gave the alternative, which is Krishna-centered society. Not that we may completely throw out modern science, technology, all these things. We may utilize them also. But the idea that these things are intrinsically of value is the wrong idea, which looks very nice, which looks very normal, which binds us in this ongoing disaster, which is called forgetfulness of Krishna, material existence. So it's a great challenge to follow Srila Prabhupada. I've spoken a few words about this. Like I say, there could be so much more spoken, but the basic principle is not difficult to understand. Follow and be saved. Sounds like a Bible bashing statement. Follow and be saved. Don't follow and be doomed. So, well, we just don't just say that. We don't say it dogmatically. We say study, try to understand with your God-given intelligence, but the basic principle is there. If we follow Srila Prabhupada, our life is successful. If we follow Srila Prabhupada, our movement is successful. If we don't follow Srila Prabhupada, our life is Radha Krishna Nabhajya. Before Janama Goainu. Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janiya Shunya Bishakana. If we don't follow Srila Prabhupada, then having gained this human form of life, having been instructed by him how to worship Radha and Krishna, if we don't do it, then we're even knowing what we're doing, we're drinking poison. We should know better. So individually, as a society, if we don't follow, disaster. That's the basic science. Life is complex, no doubt. There may be so many nuances in any situation, but that was a great gift of Srila Prabhupada, that he cut through all the complexity and gave us the simple formula. How to apply it in various situations, we have to see. And again, Srila Prabhupada wasn't fanatical. He did... He was able to make adjustments, just like for instance, when you're sailing a ship over troubled waters, then the captain might take you on a course which is not directly leading to the goal, but he does that to take advantage of a certain current which is going to the side and avoiding certain currents, which is, if you go through the doldrums, there's no, on a sailing ship, and that's between in the South Pacific. If you're in the doldrums, finished, then you're not going anywhere. So an experienced captain knows that you may not go on a direct course. You may sometimes, to reach the proper goal, you may go on an apparently somewhat off course. So, like I say, I'm trying to say, there may be adjustments here and there, but there should be no adjustment in our understanding what is the goal, who to follow, and this is our principle. How to follow exactly, that we have to see in various circumstances, but the basic principles are very simple. Anyway, alam, api vistarena. Enough for now, and may Srila Prabhupada bless us all. We should know that to get his blessings, we better read his books, follow what's in them, and then everything will be good. That's all for now. Hare Krishna, vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chuna kang padayo nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Gauranga chandra charane kuruta anurag.